This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Again, I thank you for joining us here today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. A 15-minute daily burst of energy through the Word of God, because the Word of God is exciting, gets me excited, and it's my hope and prayer is that it gets you excited as well. We're going to end here today on a cliffhanger. We're going through a sermon I preached at Island Community Church just 2 weeks ago on Palm Sunday. The message is the stones would cry out. The stones cry out. Actually, the scripture verse says, if these should keep quiet or hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. We're looking at what he meant by that. What did Jesus mean when he said, and he rode into Jerusalem, and they said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they said to him, teacher, rebuke thy disciples. And he said, I tell you, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Why did he say that? Well, he said that because they were fulfilling Psalm 118, verse 26. You see, every word of God is going to be fulfilled all in due time. And they were fulfilling Bible prophecy. There's no stopping the word of God from being fulfilled. Every word is going to be fulfilled. So that is where we're at here today. We're looking at the stones cry out. It's my Palm Sunday message, which has great significance, and I think we'll get to that here in today and in tomorrow's program as well. So now for more information on this ministry, I invite you to go to WGODradio.com. There's a link on there as well to hear prior podcasts and broadcasts. There's over 5 years worth of programs uploaded on there. And you are invited out to Island Community Church as well. That's the church that I pastor. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are invited to come out Sunday morning at 10:30, and we'd love to see you. Now, let's hear. This is part two of three of The Stones Cry Out.
Ever been to Texas before? Try driving through it from east to west. See how many days it takes you. You got one shot to find this. That's the odds of one person fulfilling four things written about him before it happens. Now, you don't need faith to believe that. All you need is one of them slide calculators. Any rocket scientists around here? You don't need any faith to believe that. Those are just odds. My God, why have you forsaken me? Verse 7, Psalm 22, verse 7. It says, all those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head saying, he trusted in God. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him since he delights in him. Now, notice, please, the quotation marks around whoever this is that's railing this person. You see that? On verse 5. Some thousand years later, someone walked by a cross one day in Jerusalem. And as they passed by this individual that was hanging on this middle cross, some person just made this casual, flippant comment. Walking underneath three crosses, looks at the one in the center, and he said this. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we'll believe him. Then he said this, he trusted in God. Let him deliver him. Now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. That verse is the most astounding thing I personally have ever read in my entire life. Notice the quotation marks. You know when someone says, so-and-so said, and I quote, here David's telling you, 1,000 years before it happened. It's the quotation marks that slay me. By the way, that was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 27, verse 42. I think I've written that down in the bottom of the handout. That just kills me. Just a flippant little comment like that. And the Bible shows it to you 1,000 years before it happened so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Verse 16, the dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Remember, this is 1,000 B.C., 800 years before anyone ever killed anyone on a cross, before they invented crucifixion, from my studies. David says, remember, David wrote, the Spirit of God spoke by me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and they stare at me. Verse 22. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Matthew 27:35 says this, then they crucified him and divided his garments and casted lots. Matthew adds, so that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Question, are we up to 4 yet? I mean, the odds of hitting 3 of these is the odds of you hitting Powerball every week for a month straight. For 3. And you tell me you're an agnostic? Then come on into my office when this service is over. We'll go through Psalm 22, and you won't be an agnostic when you leave. Either you'll bow the knee and receive Christ, or you will refuse him, but don't call yourself an agnostic anymore when we're done with this psalm. No way. Funny, the word agnostic, the word gnosis means knowledge. Put an A in front of it. What do you got? Stupid. I mean, would you call yourself stupid if you introduced yourself to me? Hi, I'm Paul. What do you say? Hi, I'm stupid. Come on now. Watch out what you call yourself. You're not an agnostic. You refuse to believe because you don't want to give up your lifestyle. You're not an agnostic. Not after hearing this, you're not. Earlier, we looked at Zechariah 9:9. Your king will come to you riding on a donkey. Micah the prophet said this. He said, but you, Bethlehem, though you're little in among the thousands of Judah, out of you will come forth to me one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. All right, 720 years before it happens, a prophet says, someone's going to come, and this is 300 years after David. He said, someone's going to come out of Bethlehem, whose goings forth are from eternity. How many people fulfill that? We don't even throw in born of a virgin. Isaiah 7:14. I want to look at one last text here, this Palm Sunday. Now, what day is today anyway? What day is today on the calendar? March what? March 29th, right? Right, today's March 29th. I want to look at one last text. I want to look at Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Is everyone ready? Now this is Gabriel, the angel, speaking. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah, the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street will be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. After 62 weeks, the Messiah shall be cut off. New King James has suffer the death penalty in the footnote there. After 62 weeks, the Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it will be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. All right, now, the Hebrew word for week, look in verse 25. The Hebrew word for week is the word Shabuah. Shabuah means a week of years. Okay, everyone follow me? When you see in English the word week, the Hebrew word Shabuah means a week of years. A week of years is how many years? Seven. A week. A week of years. 7 years. So what the angel Gabriel said was this, to put in Esposito vernacular, modern terms, he says this, you people have got 490 years to make this right. But not consecutive years, they don't run together, obviously, from what he's about to say. Listen to what old Gabe says here. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to rebuild Jerusalem. Now you got to remember, Jerusalem was overthrown by King Nebuchadnezzar, 586 BC. It's in a rubble. It's been destroyed. Daniel was taken captive to Babylon in 605 BC. This is many years after that. Lived to be an old man. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince comes, there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Okay, 69 weeks of years. Mark, 69 weeks of years is 69 times 7. All right? 69 weeks of years is 69 times 7. It's 483 years. Now, we know that this decree in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, we know that this decree was given March the 4th, 444 BC. Know therefore from the going forth of the command, this is when Nehemiah was all upset, remember? And the king says, what's wrong? And then he sent them back to Jerusalem. Well, it starts there saying in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, they know when this day was. March the 4th, 444 BC. 483 years, the next number. 483 years times 360 days to a year. This is the Jewish calendar. 483 years. Times 360 days to the year is 173,880 days. Now, 173,880 days from March the 5th.
Ha ha. Sorry, but we're cut off there for today. Hope you enjoyed that program. Something I preached at Island on Palm Sunday. You're going to have to tune in next week. Actually, you have to tune in tomorrow to hear the end of that, and you'll find out where we end up. I'll tell you this, it's an awesome thing what we're going to look at tomorrow. It's an awesome thing of the almighty majesty of God who declares the ending from the beginning, who knows all. What an awesome God we serve. I thank you for having us tuned in here today. This is WMIE Radio. That was WGOD, my radio broadcast. We're